take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my voice and let me sing. Always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Filled with messages from Thee. 'Cause I am Yours, even when the doubt sets in, even when I'm running in the opposite direction. And I am Yours when the night is dark and I can't see. You're always standing next to me, and I am reminded that I am. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own. It shall be Thy royal. And I am Yours when the night is dark and I can't see. You're always standing next to me, and I am reminded that I am Yours. Oh, I am Yours. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at Thy feet, its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee. I am Yours.
How did it get to be September so very fast? In the midst of these hot and humid days, I've seen spots of fall colors peeking through, and I'm not ready for that yet. But I do believe that most parents, and yes, even the grandparents, are ready for the kids to be back to some sort of back to school. It's that dreaded week where children want to go back to school, don't want to go back to school, and the week that the parents look forward to as being the most wonderful time of the year. We live in unprecedented times with feelings and emotions that we carry around with us. And since August 1st, we have been giving out school backpacks to help families in our community. We've prayed for each family, each teacher, each custodian, and all the workers associated with the process of going back to school. And soon we will see the kids marching off. Maybe they'll be waving goodbye to their parents and they'll be carrying full backpacks. Well, I think they're in their backpacks these days, they are heavy with more than just textbooks. Each day, children bear the weight of difficult life experiences and intense feelings. I saw a book this week called What's in Your Backpack, and I loved it so much that I wanted to share part of it with you. Zoe Harmon just wants to feel lighthearted and carefree, but she keeps getting weighed down by pesky books in her backpack, like worry, shame, anxiety. But much to her surprise, she's not the only one. Zoe learns that the adults in her life deal with difficult feelings too. And luckily, they have some ideas that can help her set aside the books she's not meant to carry. But will it be enough to help her unload the heaviest book of all? "You look a little worried, kiddo," Zoe's mom said to her, giving her that little reassuring squeeze. "Well, sometimes I just need a bright thought to help me when I'm feeling upset." Zoe's mom slid a bookmark into Zoe's hand and looked down and read it. And it read, "Imagine with hope." "What's this?" asked Zoe. Well, her mom said to her, "When we don't know what to expect, worry wants us to imagine with fear, to think about all the worst possibilities. This is a little reminder I use to think of the good things that might happen when I imagine with hope instead." So while there are no quick fixes for all of life's complex problems, what's inside your backpack helps to nurture resilience in body and mind. By sharing their burdens with people they trust, kids can lighten their load and realize just how strong and courageous they really are. As we move forward into September, Ken and I believe that it's not just the kids that carry pesky books like worry and shame. It's our adults too. We carry worry and shame and anxiety. We have financial concerns. We have job loss. And you can insert in there whatever feeling it is or feelings that you have at this very moment. And then I want to slide you a bookmark. And I want you to imagine that hope is here. As you listen and pray a prayer in these times through the video that we're going to see soon, ask God to bring to mind someone with which you can share hope today and help to lighten the load that they are carrying. May God bless you. I believe that there are many things that weigh us down, and more times than not, they are the things that we can easily let go of. But we tend to hold on to them for dear life. Then that weighs us down so much so that moving forward is non-existent and almost unachievable in our hearts and minds. I ask you this morning, and I ask myself this past week, what are some of the things in life that's weighing you and I down, that we carry the heaviness of it with us from day to day? Sometimes I carry a backpack. I want each of you to pretend with me, if you will, that we've carried backpacks all our lives. And you'll see that as we go through our lives, we collect all types of things that weigh us down. And for many of us, the things that we pack into our lives can get pretty heavy. Some things we have held on to because it's the way we've been doing it our entire lives. And one thing I believe that we carry around with us that weighs us down is unforgiveness. In life, we are faced with a multiple of occurrences that weigh us down in this area. We get upset with someone and have a difficult time in forgiving them because they've wronged us. And we place our pride above what we are called to do. As a Christian, we are to be forgiving of others when we are wronged. And so when we don't forgive and we harbor resentment, our bags become even heavier because of the sin that we carry around. And it all begins to add up. A small white lie here, an adulterous thought there, a slip of the tongue. We pack it all in. And we hold on to it because we can't simply forgive others or see past this. But we love to pick up that weight of unforgiveness, and we carry it with us throughout our lives because our pride is hurt. And we gladly pack in unforgiveness into our bags and tell ourselves that we will never forgive so-and-so for as long as we live. And we even pretend that the weight's not heavy to us. And we go about our happy little lives carrying on forgiveness with us each and every day. We think about holding on to certain things that will make us feel better about how we've been treated, but nothing is further from the truth. Carrying extra weight on your back will sooner or later get the best of you. There's a story that's told by a Marine that was engaged in combat and training, and with all the foot marches that they looked after and did, and the pain that was associated with them. And so this young private packed pretty much everything that he could before he went out on one of these foot marches into his rucksack. Now, he wanted to make sure that he had all the comforts to help him, the meals, the snacks, and whatever else he could think of to ease the time in the field. His rucksack was huge. It was packed full, and it was heavy. After lugging it around for about 5-10 miles, it would definitely feel the pain of the weight. It dug into his shoulders. It blistered his feet. His back became humped over. And it didn't take him long to realize that some of the things that was in his rucksack weren't really necessary for the mission. He thought they would help, but in reality, it only weighed him down. He said, "I then learned to pack light, to sleep without a blanket. I learned to eat only what was needed to keep my mind and body active. I realized that many of the items I had packed were only going to weigh me down and hurt me rather than help me." He learned that traveling light is better than traveling with a heavy load. Likewise, isn't this what we do as well when we place the heaviness of unforgiveness into our lives? We feel that we can't survive without it, and we pack it deep down into our bags, and we go through life carting the heaviness around and thinking the whole time that we are okay. But the truth is, we are not okay. We are only hurting ourselves, others, and our relationship with God when we do not simply let go of unforgiveness in our hearts. Now, another item that I believe we place in our bags is unconfessed sin. Unconfessed sin is like a small pebble in our shoe or a small splinter in our finger. Neither one is big enough to stop us, but they sure slow us down. Have you ever tried walking or running with a small pebble in your shoe? You can do it. It hurts, and it steals our concentration from what is important. So unconfessed sin in our lives does the same thing. It may not keep us from going to heaven, but they sure make getting there more and more difficult. Unconfessed sin is a robber of joy, a robber of peace, a robber of victory. It keeps us in shame and defeat. It adds weights on our backs that is unnecessary. And the cycle just keeps going and going and going. But there is a cure for the weight of unconfessed sin, where we can break that cycle. We read in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and will purify us from all unrighteousness. By unconfessed sin, I do not mean sins that at the end of the day you cannot remember you committed and cannot pray for forgiveness. My goodness, it would require me to carry around a notebook each day if this is what God meant by unconfessed sin. Unconfessed sin is a sin that we are very much aware of, and we hold on to it, not willing to let it go. We find ourselves not only hiding it from others, but we may even find ourselves justifying it. So if you feel the heaviness of unconfessed sin, today is the day for you to open up your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to lighten your load. Another thing that I believe that adds weight to us is unspoken prayers. I wonder what great things God has in store for me if I would but ask. We read in Scripture that we have not because we ask not. You see, in life, and if we were to have an empty backpack here this morning, we struggle with finances. We struggle with our children, our grandchildren. We struggle with loss of things as they once were. We struggle with the fact that our boss is unfair, that our nation is in uproar, that family members are sick, that disaster is all around us. And what is it that we do? We pack it all in, and we carry the weight around with us. Perhaps it's a feeling of unworthiness that keeps some of our prayers from being offered to God. Maybe we are afraid that God would give us what we pray for, and we are not willing to make the changes necessary. I don't know why we are not willing to make the changes necessary. I don't know why we keep unspoken prayers packed. I only know that in Philippians 4 and 6 we read, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything present by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." What prayer do you and I need to offer to God today to lighten the load? When we hold unspoken prayers in, we allow them to build up and clutter our lives, and negativity creeps in. And negativity and gossip will only slow us down as it keeps our hearts in a heavy state. We begin to feel unloved, unimportant, and we begin to feel all alone in this world with no one by our side that is there for us to guide us and to lift us up. Matthew 11, 28, and I love this verse. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Another translation says, "Learn the unforced rhythms of grace." You see, all of our unforgiveness, all of our unconfessed sin, all of our unspoken prayers, they will only weigh us down. And so our choice is the simple choice. We either continue to break our backs, and we, to use a good Newfie term, lug it all around, carry it all around with us, or we simply take it off and we give it to Jesus and surrender to him. If we don't allow Jesus to help, we will live a heavy, miserable, lonely life. We will find no rest for our souls. But in Jesus, with what he has already done for us, he will give us rest for our souls. He died a horrible death, taking the sin and guilt of everyone. And you and I can have our sin and our guilt taken away this day. We can let Jesus carry it for us. But we can believe that Jesus is God's Son, and we can decide to change our ways, that we can follow God's path instead of our own, that we can remove the backpack of that is full of the unnecessary stuff and hand it over to Jesus today. So in our present lives, what is inside our backpack? Unforgiveness? Unconfessed sin? Unprayed prayers? May we let go of how we see things should be going and engage in conversation with God to make things better. May God bless you today.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, he holds a future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face because